Welcome to Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 19th of August, and I'm recording at 9:31 p.m., and that is still British summertime here in London. Okay, well, we have a bit of a perfect storm here in stock markets and commodities, although not quite in Asia. Although Japan, Nikkei 225 backing sharply off its highs here, down 1.61% today. In China, it's a mixed picture. The Shanghai Composite Index was up 1.25%, but the Hang Seng Index was down slightly more than that. And the H-share index, both of those are listed in Hong Kong, was down almost 1.25%. And elsewhere, weakness in Taiwan, South Korea. Australia, surprisingly firm in here today, up 1.45%. I say surprisingly because commodities were quite... Well, they're quite weak today, so I'd expect Australia might well be down tomorrow, but it was a little oversold here in the short term, as are a lot of other stock markets. India, up a third of a percentage point, and small gains in Malaysia and Thailand, Indonesia, small decline. looking at the European markets, though, all in the red and big declines. Average decline a little under 2% overall, and Germany has the biggest decline in here, down 2.14%. That German DAX index is down to 10,682, and so it's testing the low that it saw almost a month and a half ago. And Wall Street, not good here. The Dow down almost 1%. The S&P down a little less, but over 17 points, and that brings it back to 2079 on the index. NASDAQ Composite down a similar amount, four-fifths of a percent. So, just to round out with the rest of these here, Canada hit down more than 1%, Mexico almost as much, and poor old Brazil down 1.82%. Well, what to make of it all? Obviously, people are obsessed with China. We know that all this is taking place in the environment of a seasonal period of general underperformance, and markets are certainly underperforming here and producing some of the cyclical bear trends that this service has had forecast for this period. What we also know is that the markets where there's QE, well, Japan was doing extremely well, but a little bit QE, a little bit overwhelmed here just by global decline in sentiment. And Europe, again, quite oversold in here right now. I think there's some real value in Europe. But, it is sort of catch a falling knife territory. Looking at the U.S. market, well, it's held up better than anything else, but how long can this go on for? I have said in practically every audio that the chances of seeing a crack to the downside, giving a 10% plus correction, which we haven't seen in over 4 years, would be quite high between now and the end of October. But that's still the case. But I'll just also point out that we have oversold conditions showing here on a number of indices. So Not hard to find oversold conditions. Look at the stochastic indicators in the chart library. Those are short-term signals overall. The key thing is that the trends are downwards for too many of these indices, and you're getting a little bit of a rollover on Wall Street, and that's going to make investors more nervous overall. To go back to the China factor here, I think if you consider the last several years, the whole world was convinced that it could export anything to China, and that it would all be hoovered up indefinitely. And then countries have developed a lot from China, benefited a lot rather from Chinese tourists. That's including the UK, which I mentioned yesterday. Big spenders on their trips around the world. But well, I think it would be unrealistic not to think that with China importing all those goods and allowing all those goods to be manufactured in China, while that was in the interests of its own economy, that it also gave China a very close-up position to see exactly how the world's most fashionable and generally regarded most superior products were produced. Now, that wasn't just analytical curiosity, of course, because China will replicate that, as we've seen for a good many years. They may not make things quite as well as some of the top products that they're producing and importing, but the Chinese consumer or the Asian consumers in general, and in many other places around the world, really aren't going to be concerned about that if they are almost as good and are cheaper. So China is going to be a hugely important country in stock market for the future, quite clearly. Big influence here overall, and a big competitor. Competition's not bad; it keeps everybody sharp. But I think people were reviewing China as a bit of a cornucopia, and that's perhaps a little bit naive here overall. Okay, what else is going on in the world right now? Looking at U.S. government bonds, those yields declined. They were up, they were higher here this morning, but then moved lower, and quite sharply lower, 2.12% on the U.S. 10-year. VIX also had a small pop to the upside, 15.09. That VIX is really based on U.S. sentiment overall. Commodities, tough day in here, a new closing low for this move by the Cumulative Commodity Index, that's CCI in the library. And crude oil, whew, another downward dynamic in here. The all-important Brent crude down $1.94 to 46.87. And the WTI, that's a US contract, is 40 and a half here. That's down over $2 in here today alone. Again, oversold, over on certainly on a short-term basis, overextended relative to its declining 200-day moving average. But again, still weak. It hasn't shown any clear evidence that we've reached a medium-term bottom, although I don't think we're too far off one overall. Now, in terms of precious metals, we've got a little bit of the opposite here, and it's a little bit of a mini perfect storm for the precious metals, because we had the big decline last month. creating the oversold conditions, and a good deal longer than just last month, creating that quite oversold condition, which was likely to be followed by a technical rally, as we have reported. But China, beg your pardon, precious metals take their cue from other markets, and with fear rising in the stock market sector, not in the bond market sector, but definitely in the stock market sector, that has caused some people to retreat to precious metals, understandably. And they're still well below their declining 200-day moving averages. So I think this can go a little further here in the short term until we see see some clear evidence that stock markets are firming once again, which I think we certainly will see over the next few weeks. But today, palladium up nearly $16 at 612.8. Silver up 46.5 cents to $15.25, and platinum is up $21.5 to $1,015 and change. Gold kind of leading the way in here, $1,134. That's up $16.39. So they are definitely firm, and the industrial metals were also somewhat firmer in here, although not copper. See that U.S. copper is down $1.30 to 227.40, and these industrial metals are very, very depressed. Now, what else? Sugar down almost $5 here today. Coffee down over $4. So weak performance. Soybeans quite weak. Tiny rallies in corn and wheat, just up a cent and 1 to 2 cents respectively. Did I mention currencies? No. No, now this is interesting because the U.S. dollar index that's down somewhat sharply here, 600 ticks to 96.431. Now that had moved up. I mentioned, I think yesterday, that it had been moving up for what was it? At least 4 days, might have been five, but it had not quite offset the decline that we saw early last week when there was a downward dynamic, and I raised the possibility again of Fed intervention. So this has fallen back sharply in here overall. It is still range bound, of course. Well, what moved up against the dollar? The euro in particular here, up to 1.1125, so 1.1125, and that's up over a euro. Now sterling is slightly firmer here at 1.5680, and the Australian dollar a fraction firmer at 0.7350. And Chinese renminbi not doing much, and the Indian rupee I think actually firmed a tiny bit, but it has been weak in recent weeks. Commodity currencies generally very soft here overall, and that's understandable given the weakness in this sector. Okay, so again, a lot of red, a lot of oversold conditions in here right now. In a very nervous environment, in a seasonal period that's not too attractive, or a period of underperformance seasonally. And that continues through the end of October. Now, where you have shares that you really like, that have good, decent yields and good international potential here overall. This is the time to be looking when people are getting really quite nervous. It takes courage to do that, but I'm sure you're not without courage. But you know, think of all those Buffett isms, you know, be paraphrased rather badly, but buy when people are fearful and be fearful when people are buying. This is an environment to start nibbling here in terms of some of these bargains. Okay, well, now I'm off on my holiday now. I have been mentioning this in these audios. I'll be away for a while. I must say I'm looking forward to the rest and to time just with the children and grandchildren, and of course Mrs. Fuller. And then I've got a Sibs reunion in early September. I'll be away a little longer than usual, but I will be back on the 12th of September. And as much as I'm looking forward to the holiday and a bit of a rest, I'll also miss some of the emails that I love receiving from subscribers, and also the challenge of trying to assess these markets on your behalf and with your help. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.